And I'm glad to see that joining us on the line this morning is a gentleman who's looking to try and help the community, especially around the Hawley area, with the amount of children we've got that are still being homeschooled, obviously with the situation we've got. He's looking to do something to help them. So hopefully, if I press this magic button, we'll say very good morning to Martin Saunders, councillor for Hawley Town Council. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. I survived the M23. It was interesting this morning, definitely. Martin, I've read a little bit into your project. So you're providing laptops for those who haven't got them, who definitely with the school age, around the Hawley area. What made you start this project, and what do you find it in aid of?
Sure. So the background of this is I work in the internet industry, and so I've always been very, very lucky to have access to lots of computers. So when COVID-19 struck and lockdown started, my children obviously started to study at home, and we had access to everything that we needed. But it became very clear very quickly that we're very fortunate, and there's a lot of people in Hawley and the surrounding area who don't have computers, don't have access to the internet. And although people can study at home without technology, it's becoming increasingly difficult now because schools are moving a lot of their work and curriculum online. So it was clear that these children and these families were very rapidly going to slip backwards, and the gap between them and the more well-off families in Hawley was going to grow. So really felt like I needed to do something about this.
I mean, I completely understand. I mean, my children as well, they're 8 and 7, and they're both off school at the moment because they're not within the years that are due to be at school. And I'm aware that a lot of schools are using systems such as Google Classroom or the Microsoft equivalents. Obviously, other schooling providers are available, naturally. But obviously, it's difficult, especially if you're on a family of low income. You it's understandable that you might not have either a laptop that's capable of running this sort of software in order to do so, or even any sort of laptop at all.
Yeah, well, and even if you consider with so many families, particularly around the Gatwick area, having currently been furloughed as well, or even working at home, a family might just have a single computer. And I hate to say it, but what's going to be more important, enabling the adult in the house to be able to earn a wage and work at home versus having someone being able to study? So the need for this goes quite far and wide from what we've seen, and there are also a number of families in Hawley that don't have any access to the internet, particularly not for other devices. They may have a mobile phone, but not much more than that. So there's clearly a problem and clearly a need. And through my role as a councillor, I started to hear of people that needed access to devices, and because I had access to so many, I could start to give some out. But it was clear that it needed to be more than just one or two here and there.
Exactly.
So I decided it would be a good idea to try and set up this appeal.
Which is, by all sound of things and from what I've seen on your social media, it's going reasonably well. There's obviously a market for that sort of thing, and with a lot of companies that update their IT on a fairly regular basis. My paid employers recently updated all theirs up to Windows 10. Admittedly, their old ones, they're now dishing out to people who are working from home as well. But there are probably still quite a lot of businesses out there who have got laptops that, although aren't the most modern, the most rapid working, will still be suitable for this sort of operation, especially for the kids who are still stuck at home, who obviously they need their education.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've set up an appeal to ask for individuals or for businesses to donate unwanted laptops. And what we do is we take the laptop in. First thing I do is give it a thorough clean and disinfect it. And next thing I do is then start to upgrade it. So I usually remove the hard disk, the device that stores the data on the laptop, because obviously that can have some personal data on it. So I remove that and I securely wipe it to make sure that there's no chance of anyone's data ever leaving the project. And then I upgrade it to put a faster hard disk in, reinstall Windows 10 or Google's Chromos, and then I give it to a local school. And then the school then decides the best people, best students or families to give the device to. So far to date, we've had 43 laptops very generously donated, and they've gone out to Hawley schools such as Oakwood and Langshot and Trinity Oaks and Meath Green Juniors. We're targeting 100 laptops for Hawley, so we've still got some way to go. We've also applied for funds for a few of the trusts in the area, because we also want to try and start providing internet access as well, because as I mentioned earlier, it's great to have a laptop, but if you have no way of connecting it to the internet, you're still a little bit stuck. So we're also trying to apply for some funds to see if we can help with that.
It sounds like you've got a big project on your hands and an awful lot of work there. I think I did see on your social media feed, I think you've even got your son involved in the cleaning out of the laptops, which is never a bad thing. Get him involved from an early age and get him to have a bit of an experiment. Just quickly, if people do have, say they've got a laptop or something at home that they think they can contribute to the project, how best can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so if you have got something, first thing we'll just say is obviously we'd like working laptops, please. I can repair them, but it takes an awful lot of time. So if you have a working laptop, it doesn't have to have a great battery, but a working laptop, and if it originally came with Windows 7, 8 or 10, then we know it's modern enough to use. Then the best way of really getting hold of me is to go via the Hawley Town Council website, and you can contact me through the contact form. We're going to set up a few other ways of getting in touch, but that's the best way at the moment. Hawley Town Council, and search for Martin Saunders and get hold of me through there. And if you have an individual with a laptop, that would be fantastic. But especially, we're really keen to get hold of businesses, because as you said, Mark, businesses tend to go through laptops on a fairly regular basis. They don't tend to use them if they're much more than 3 years old. And they're perfect for this project, because business laptops tend to be a little bit more sturdy and have slightly longer lifespan. So any businesses in the area that has laptops in cupboards, we're really, really keen to get those if that's at all possible. And we'll certainly make sure that there's no concerns of data security or business data getting out. Very happy to take laptops with the hard disks removed if that's the best way of doing it. So that would be fantastic.
Martin Saunders, thank you very much for getting in touch with us, and very best of luck with your project. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for letting me come and talk about it.
You're welcome. Thank you.